Johnson, and I still have my set of irons that I made from Frank Christian Johnson, and the ones I won the Open with that had my great year. I ground them, shafted them, chromed them, gripped them, and everything else. And,
wow.
And Tony wanted the same set, but he wanted a little square toe, and I ground and made that set of clubs for Tony Lima.
And did they carry the Fernquist and Johnson name, or your name, or Tony's name?
Well, it was the thing that they did is that on the clubs, I've got my name and everything on the clubs that we had, and then we put his name on his clubs.
Oh, okay. And
so we didn't have a line of clubs. We just made some clubs. We were really in the business.
So
we just put our names on them.
So they weren't something that was put out for the public to buy?
No.
Okay. Fernquist and Johnson, did they make irons for the public to buy?
Only they made Fernquist and Johnson irons. Oh yes, but that was the time that, you know, in those days there was no business really much doing that. You know, they sold a lot of it locally and stuff like that. And they sold some clubs with my name on them, but there wasn't a big deal going on that at the time. And then why it couldn't happen at that time when I won the Open with those they were a small company, and I was playing the U.S. Royal Ball, but I could play my own irons because they didn't make irons. So
uh-huh.
I just played the Royal Ball.
Give me a little description of the irons. Did they resemble Hogan irons? Did they resemble Staff irons?
They resembled the old McGregor, and of course Hogan was with McGregor, Nelson was with McGregor. And if you look at the old McGregors and the designs that we had, they're pretty much alike. I mean, the eye appeal, but that was the old school. It's not the perimeter weighting and all that.
Uh-huh.
We just made it like we did with the old school.
Yeah, strictly a muscle back blade.
Oh, but it just had a